www.attableek.com, the Revival of Iman.
Alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. Somewhere it is hot, somewhere it is cold, somewhere it is daylight, somewhere it is darkness. Somewhere rainwaters are plentiful, somewhere there is drought. Somewhere people are celebrating, nikah is taking place. Somewhere people are exhibiting their sorrow, lamenting, exhibiting their grief. Janazah is being lifted up. Somewhere the flag of victory is being planted. Somewhere the bitter taste of defeat is being experienced. Constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. And all these varying situations and conditions are under the direct, muhkam taqdeer of one Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every moment Allah exhibits His shan, Allah exhibits His qudrat. Mudabbir, the arranger, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition and circumstance in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shabih. Allah is the arranger, there is no partner with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no assistant with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, the arranger, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition and circumstance without the assistance of anyone, without consultation with anyone, is one Allah alone. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. No one questions Allah. Allah does as He wants to do. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants to do. Amongst the du'a-i ma'thura, the du'as that are manqul, reported from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find this expression very, very common. Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many, many times he would make this du'a. We would find this expression in the manner in which he would supplicate to Allah, that ما شاء الله كان وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. That happens which Allah wants to happen. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whom He wants to. يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah deprives of guidance whom He wants to. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, plentiful. This is not anything to do with a biological accident. This is not which home or family you are born in. This has nothing to do with intelligence or worldly degrees or financial prowess. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives wealth whom He wants to. وَيَقْدِرُ. Want, poverty, need, strife, lack of resources in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ. Happiness in the hands of Allah. أَبْكَ. Sadness in the hands of Allah. أَمَاتَ. Death in the hands of Allah. أَحْيَا. Life in the hands of Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ. That happens which Allah wants. فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ. عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ. مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ. That happens which Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the forces, all the governments, all the armies, all the technologies of the world can get together, لَمْ يَكُنْ. It will never ever happen. إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. All these verses that I've recited and many, many more verses in the Quran. One primary sabak lesson, unequivocal message Quran is giving us. No one advances, no one declines. No one has health, no one has sickness. No one becomes wealthy, no one becomes poor. No one rises up, no one comes down. Except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَاهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَاهُ. He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of the earth. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, from Adam alayhi salam to Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, first fundamental, primary, basic sabak and lesson which every Nabi of Allah came with. Was this sabak and lesson which Quran reiterates over and over again. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقْ وَالْمَغْرِبْ لا إله إلا هو هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو. That which Quran again and again sounds out this message, لا إله إلا هو. There is no إله, there is no benefit, there is no life, there is no advancement, there is no decline, except in the hands of one Allah. From wherever it is happening, however it is happening, in whatever form, whatever shape, whatever perception this heart has formed to attach benefit or harm, to attach effect in any direction, every Nabi of Allah, the first fundamental basic sabak and lesson he came with the sword of La. The sword of La, and the sword of La has to strike at everything. From wherever, whoever, however. No matter how impressive it may appear, no matter how fundamental it may be, La, to take the sword of La and strike at it. No army is doing, no government is doing, no technology is doing, no science is doing, rands and dollars and pounds are not doing, gold and silver is not doing, economies are not doing, superpowers are not doing. These are insan, look around you, the sky is not doing, the earth is not doing. Go above that, the planets, asteroids, comets, meteors, Malaika also not doing, Jibrail is not doing, Mikail is not doing, Israfil is not doing, Israel is not doing, not doing. Farse lekar arsh tak, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, where does iman start? Where does kalima start? Where does taqwa start? Where does hidayat start? Allah begins his kalam. Allah begins His Quran, Alif Lam Mim. Dhalikal Kitab La Rayba Fi. This is the book. In it there is absolutely no doubt. There is absolutely no doubt. Hudallil Muttaqeen. This Quran is Hidayat. It is guidance for the people of Taqwa. Where does Taqwa start? Where does Iman start? What does Quran tell us? Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb. Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb. From the earth to the arsh of Allah. Everything that exists. Look at the magnitude. Look at the magnitude of Allah's creation. He said 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans contains more living organisms than the number of human beings on the surface of the earth. More than 6 billion makhluk Allah has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans. From the earth to the arsh of Allah, everything. How vast is Allah's creation? How vast is Allah's creation? There was one article published in a magazine, January 1980 edition. This magazine had a very elusive title. It was called The Plain Truth. Actually, a Christian organization were the editors of this magazine. The Plain Truth. January 1980 or 81 edition, there was an article in which they produced a report by NASA as to how vast this universe is. What was the crux of it? They said that the universe itself is such that the light that is visible in the universe is only 3%. 97% is what we call the black hole. We can't see that. We don't even know what is going on there. The density of the matter in the black hole, they surmise that 1 tablespoon of matter in the black hole, the density is such that it weighs more than the rest of the 3% of the universe that is visible. They say from the 3% that is visible of the universe, there are so many stars. There are so many stars. What are stars? We look around us. This planetary system which we are familiar with, the sun, with 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors in perpetual constant motion according to a set order that is going on. This is just the solar system revolving around one star. The sun is one star. He said the diameter of the sun is 1,392,000 kilometers. That is one star. In this galaxy, what they refer to as the Milky Way, which is a conjunction of 17 galaxies, what they call a super galaxy, they estimate that there are 200 billion stars. 200 billion stars just in this one galaxy. The sun is one star, 1,392,000 kilometers. There is one star, the diameter of which is 400 million kilometers. There is one star, the diameter in this galaxy, of 1.4 billion kilometers. How vast is this one galaxy? They say, if you travel at the speed of light, light travels at the speed of 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers per second. If you travel at that speed, 300,000 kilometers per second in 1 year, you will travel a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers. What is the size of this one galaxy? They estimate that this galaxy is 150,000 light years long. This one galaxy, 200 billion stars. They estimate that there are another 170 billion other such galaxies. And all this constitutes 3%. 3% of this universe. What is universe? According to Quranic terminology, Sama'ud Dunya. Sama'ud Dunya, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظَا. Where you find the stars, Allah says that is Sama'ud Dunya. That is just the first heaven. Ibn Kathir rahimullah's riwayat, on one occasion, Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba ikiram, Hal tadrun, kam bayna as-samai wal-ard? Then, oh my Sahaba, tell me, do you know the distance? Do you know the distance between the earth and the first heaven? Sahaba were not like you and I. Somebody gets a few degrees next to his name, PhD or LLB or whatever it may be, and suddenly Allama ban gaya. Now he thinks he knows everything. There was a group of German scientists few years ago, they got together. Millions of dollars, exhaustive research, in fact 25 years of research studying one cell in the body, in the pancreas, the cell that produces insulin. After 25 years of exhaustive research, they threw the towel in and they said that we cannot understand the function of one cell. Allah has made this human being a conjunction of 100 trillion cells. 100 trillion cells is one human being. In the cell itself, 1 millionth. The size of the cell is what we call the DNA. The DNA is made up of 3.5 billion nucleotides, building blocks. It is said that if the DNA of 100 trillion cells is put together, it will fit inside one ice cube. What is the amount of information contained in the DNA of one cell? They say you'll need 900 encyclopedias, each one 500 pages long, to record what is found in the DNA of one cell. This human being is a conjunction of 100 trillion cells. The DNA will fit in one ice cube if you have to open it up. If you have to open up the DNA of one human being, it will form a rope from this masjid in Ottawa, go right up to the sun, come back to this masjid 400 times. 400 times, 80 billion miles long is the DNA of one human being. German scientists, 25 years of research, they couldn't understand the function of one of the 100 trillion cells in the body of this human being. What knowledge does insan have? وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا Allah says, we have given you very little knowledge. One of the greatest fallacies and deceptions that human beings fall into is this idea or concept that I know, أَنَا عَالِمْ, I know. What is the reality of your knowledge? What is the reality of your knowledge when that personality, Wahab bin Munabba says, Rahimahullah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا He said, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. Mm-hmm. Yet Allah addresses His Habib, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ Allah says, you did not know what was the book, you did not know what was Iman. We gave you the knowledge, we inspired you. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا Insan was given very, very little knowledge. The question is put, O my Sahaba, do you know the distance between the earth and the first heaven? Like I mentioned earlier, they were not like you and I. Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَيْنَهُمَا مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِيَاتِ سَنَةٍ From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. Not our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. 500 such years. وَمِنْ كُلِّ السَّمَاءٍ إِلَى سَمَا مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِ مِئَةِ سَنَةٍ From the first to the second to the third to the fourth to the fifth to the sixth to the seventh. Between each one, 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَوْعَالِ Above that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bahrun bayna asfalihi wa alahu masiratu khamsi miyati sana." Is an ocean. There is an ocean above the seventh heaven. What is the width of that ocean? Another 500 years. Thumma fawqa dhalik thamaniyatu awal. Then above that are 8. What is referred to as the hamilin arsh wa yahmilu arsh Rabbika. فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ Quran says there are 8 angels holding aloft the arsh of Allah. In the riwayat, Rasulullah SAW doesn't use the word malak, angel. He uses the word o'al. O'al is the plural of the Arabic word wa'alun, which refers to a mountain goat. In other words, these 8 angels are in the shape of mountain goats. Why they need to be in that shape to carry out their function? What are they doing? They are holding aloft
the arsh of Allah, but not like our mountain goats. Bayna rukabihinna wa adlafihinna masiratu khamsi miyati sana. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from the knee to the ankle of each of these angels is 500 years distance. Muslim Sharif riwayat, Udhin Ali an uhaddith an malakin min malaikati Allahi azza wa jal min hamalatil arsh annama bayna shahmati udhunihi ila atiqihi masiratu 700 sana. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah gave me permission to tell you of just one of the angels holding aloft the arsh of Allah. From the earlobe to the neck of a normal person is 500 years, is 5 centimeters, 6 centimeters. From the earlobe to the neck of this angel is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. Then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. Such is the magnificence, such is the azmat, such is the kibriyai, such is the jalal of Allah, that this puny human intellect can never ever do justice to imagining Allah's greatness. That personality who had the greatest aqal, greatest intelligence, what does he say? Allahumma la uhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. He says, oh my Allah, I also cannot praise you. I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. You are as you have praised yourself. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions the riwayat, inna lillahi ta'ala malaikatun sufufun lam yansarifu an masafihim wa la yansarifunaha ila yawmil qiyamah wa malaikatun sujudun lam yarfa'u rusahum wa la yarfa'unaha ila yawmil qiyamah. He says that there are some angels of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are some angels of Allah in saf in salah. They will not move from that position. They do not eat, they do not drink, they do not sleep. Perpetually, 24 hours of every day. When did Allah create the malaika? When did Allah create the malaika? Not millions of years, billions of years ago. Scientists estimate the age of this universe to be what? True or untrue, Allah knows best. But they estimate 13.4 billion years. 13.4 billion years they estimate to be the age of this universe. When were the malaika created? Some malaika in safs, millions and millions and millions and billions of years praising Allah. Subbuhun, Quddusun, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubeen. Whatever way and manner, pray, making tasbih of Allah, glorifying Allah, hymning the praises of Allah, some in sajda, lam yarfa'u rusahum, they do not raise up their heads. Imagine this. Two rakat salah we read, and we think, mashallah, we have fulfilled the haqq of Allah. Mashallah, I've done something very great. We are proud. I read two rakat salah. How many malaika are there? How many malaika? Millions of years, nothing else besides praising Allah. What is the effect of our two rakat salah? Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم وحيكم وميتكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك من ملك شيئا. Allah says, oh my slaves, if all of you decide no longer to worship me, all of you become fajir, fasiq, do not obey one command of Allah, break every command of Allah, what does Allah say? مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمْ مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. This will not diminish from my greatness and my kingdom one iota. يَا عِبَادِي لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وَحَيَّكُمْ وَمَيِّتَكُمْ وَرَتْبَكُمْ وَيَابِسَكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِنْكُمْ مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. O my slaves, if the first and the last amongst you, every human being, every insan, every jinnat, every male, every female, every flesh, every wizard, every human being that ever lived on the surface of this earth, كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجِلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ. All of you have to become muttaqi. Not just muttaqi, أَتْقَى, like the most muttaqi amongst you. إِنِّي أَخْشَاكُمْ لِلَّهُ وَأَتْقَاكُمْ لَهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the one who has the most khashiyat and the most taqwa of Allah. All of you have to become like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does Allah say? مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. This will not increase my greatness one iota also. Allah is masjood whether you make sajda or not. Allah is ma'bud whether you worship Allah or not. إِنَّكُمْ لَن تَبْلُغُوا ذُرِّي فَتَذُرُّونِي وَلَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. Allah says, you can never harm me, you can never benefit me. Allah is samad. Allah is Samad. Allah is Ghani. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. Look at the authority. Look at the authority that is contained in this expression. Ya ayyuhan nas. Allah addresses humanity. Allah addresses every human being, rich or poor, ruler or pauper, whoever you are, wherever you may be, whether you are black, whether you are white, whether you are a ruler, whether you are a pauper. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humanity, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. All of you are faqir. All of you are beggars. All of you are totally, completely dependent on Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Allah alone is ghani. Allah alone is ghani. Allah alone is totally independent. Allah is hamid. Allah is the only one truly worthy of praise. Such is Allah's maqam. Such is Allah's greatness. Malaika, millions of years, do not move from that saf making tasbih of Allah. Millions of years, billions of years in sajda, praising Allah, glorifying Allah. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ The riwayat of Ibn al-Qayyim, it says when the day of judgment will come, Quran tells us, the announcement will be made, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ One group in Jannat, one group in Jahannam. Then Allah, one day, will gather the people of Jannat. Ya Ahl al-Jannah. Ya Ahl al-Jannah, turiduna shay'an azidukum. O people of Jannat, is there anything more than I can give you? Is there anything more that I can give you? What is Jannat? Hadith Qudsi. A'adattu li'ibadi s-salihin. A'adattu li'ibadi s-salihin. Ma la aynun ra'at. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ Allah says, Hadith Qudsi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam narrates the words of Allah, or gives us the meaning of that. أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ I have prepared for those who will please me, for salih, for the pious ones amongst you, such a jannat, مَا لَا عِنٌ رَأَتْ No eye has seen such things. No eye has seen such things. وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ No ear has heard such things. If you look at the faculties, if you look at the faculties which Allah has blessed this human being with, amongst the most limited faculties are eyesight and hearing. Eyesight is limited. Look front, you can't see behind. Look one side, you can't see the other side. Very limited eyesight. Hearing, also limited. Allah says, what no eye has seen, no ear has heard. And what is the third thing mentioned in the riwayat? وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ This is one faculty in which Allah has placed no limits. What they call تخيل, تخيل, the khiyal, the imaginative ability of this human being, that Allah has placed no limit. Eyesight and hearing is limited. Imagination, no limit. In fact, there's a humorous example they give of this. They say there were three people. They were traveling in one jungle late one night. They had one bowl of milk, sweet milk. It got very late. They got into a little bit of an altercation, argument about the distribution of the bowl of the milk. So what they said, what we'll do is let's leave it on a high branch so that no animal comes and steals it. We'll go into sleep and whoever sees the best dream can decide how to distribute the milk. So the three of them go to sleep after having placed it on a high branch. Next morning they get up. Obviously no one dreamt anything. This is insan's takhayyul, imaginative ability. So they ask the first one, what did you dream? He says, last night I dreamt I went to the first heaven. Very great dream. Ask the second person, what did you dream? Obviously he's got to outdo that. So he said, last night I dreamt I went to the fourth heaven. So they ask the third person, what did you dream? He said, I'm too afraid. I'm too afraid to relate my dream to you. So they said it was a condition. Tell us, never mind what it is. He said, I'm too afraid. They insisted. He said, last night, just as my eyes closed, all of a sudden, there was a horseman in front of me with a huge spear in his hand. He pointed the spear to my neck and he told me that if you value your life, bring the bowl of milk down. I brought the bowl of milk down. Then he told me, start drinking. Otherwise, I will kill you. So he said, I sipped a little bit thinking that I'll leave some for my friends. He said, drink till the last drop. Drink till the last drop, otherwise I'm going to kill you. He said, there was no sweetness in the milk for me. There was no satisfaction. To save my life, I had to drink the milk and I finished the container. So they said to him, why didn't you shout for help and assistance? He said, I shouted and shouted, but you were in the first heaven and he was in the fourth one. No one heard. Takhayyul. Imaginative ability. Allah says, such a jannat, ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la qatar ala qalbi bashar. No eye has ever seen such things. No ear has ever heard such thing. Wa la qatar ala qalbi bashar. And Allah says, imagine. Whatever you want, you will still not be able to imagine my jannat. Such a jannat. Zunnun Misri rahimahullah. On one occasion, a woman came to him and said, Sifli al Jannah. O Zunnun, describe Jannat for me. O Zunnun, describe Jannat for me. He said, Inna al Jannata la yuhitu biha ilmu alim. Wa la yasifuha wasfu wasif. He said, Jannat is such, no one has knowledge of it in reality. No one can possibly do justice in his description. Have you not heard, Ama ta'alam? And Allah Ta'ala qal, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. No nafs, no soul knows. Allah says, no one knows. No soul knows that which we have concealed for you. Things which will cool your eyes. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. A recompense, a return for the deeds that you will do in this world. Such a jannat, Allah is telling us. Such a jannat we have prepared that you don't know the reality of it. Such a jannat. People are sitting in front of that shaitan box, writing tales, making up novels, making up movies, imagining places, places of merriment, places of enjoyment. What is behind it? The relentless drive within this human being to put out a fire. There is a fire that is burning in the hearts of every person. There is a fire that is burning in the hearts of every person. This fire that is burning, this thirst that is there in every human being. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates towards it, gives ishara, indication towards it. What did my Nabi say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitrah. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitrah. He says, Allah intrinsically, naturally has instilled fitrat salima. Fitrat salima in the heart. By heart is meant the soul, the ruh. In the soul of every human being, Allah has instilled naturally this desire that this heart will call out for Allah. It will call out for the recognition of Allah. It will call out for the salamati, for the peace, for the afiyat, for the contentment, for the happiness, inner happiness, consolation, marammat, cooling effect, sense of peace, honor, dignity that Allah has kept only and only and only in the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naturally, every heart will call out for that. Every heart will call out for that. And because of that fire that is burning inside, that call from the ruh and the soul of this human being, people are looking, they are trying to appease this inner cry. They are trying to put out this fire. They are trying to find peace. They are trying to find contentment. Because of incorrect environment, and because this ummah has not fulfilled its responsibility to show humanity the road to Allah, to show humanity practically the Mubarak way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show humanity the message practically of the Quran. Because this ummah has failed to fulfill this, basic responsibility, humanity is searching to put that fire out elsewhere. This ummah itself also is searching to put that fire out elsewhere. Searching in what? Searching in the haram music of this world. What they say, music is food for the soul. Music is food for the soul. That which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sadiqul Masduq, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through the Mubarak lips of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no ambiguity also. There is absolutely no doubt in the utterances of Muhammad Rasulullah. What does Allah say? وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Allah says, my Nabi does not speak of his own desires. It is wahi from Allah. It is revelation from Allah. What did he say? He said, just as water will cause plants to grow, just as water will cause plants to grow, just like that listening to the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. What he said is haq. الغناء ينبت النفاق الغناء ينبت النفاق في القلب كما ينبت الماء الزرع. Like water will cause plants to grow, haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in the heart. We think it is satisfaction, we think it is solace, we think it is comfort. They say music is food for the soul. What does Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Nifaq is growing, hypocrisy is growing. And ulama say one of the harms of this nifaq, how will it make izhar, how will it reveal itself? What are the harmful effects amongst the multitude, myriad harmful effects? They say one effect is that it will become difficult at the time of maut to recite kalima. So at the time of maut to recite kalima will become difficult. Imam Abu Zura'a, rahmatullahi alayhi, when was that period of time? Imam Abu Zura'a was a muhaddith, not an ordinary muhaddith. Not an ordinary muhaddith. It is mentioned in his history that when he passed away, someone saw him in a dream. And what was he doing in his dream? Making imamat of malaika in the first heaven. So someone asked him in his dream that how did Allah give you such a status? Imamat of malaika in the first heaven. He said that I have written 100,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my own hands. And he said, my Nabi said, Man salla alayya wahidatan, sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. The one who will send one salawat, sallu ala Nabi. That person, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will send one salawat upon me. Allah will send down 10 salawat, 10 rahmats, 10 mercies upon him. For each time that he will send salawat upon me. He said, I wrote down 100,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before each hadith I recited salawat. Before each hadith. So that individual upon whom 1,000,000 rahmat and mercy of Allah came down, what is the difficulty in accepting and understanding that Allah gave him imamat of the malaika in the first heaven? He used to say, such ulum, such khidmat of deen, we find that the scholars made. On one occasion he told his students, without fakhr, without pride, he said, Allah has blessed me with the ability to recite 100,000 ahadith from memory, like how one of you will recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Like how you recite Surah Ikhlas, Allah has given me the ability from memory to recite 100,000 ahadith. When he was on his deathbed, it is reliably reported that around him were few of his students, Muhammad bin Salima, Abu Hatim, Munzir bin Shaban, they also were muhaddithin, rahimullah anhum. They were sitting around the sheikh, the ustad, the teacher. He was in a state of unconsciousness. Scientists say when a person is unconscious, the subconscious is still conscious. The subconscious is still conscious even when somebody is in a state of unconsciousness. In that state, what are we advised? Make talqeen. Do not instruct a person who is in sakarat to recite kalima. We don't know what difficulty he is going through. We don't know. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, in his kitab, he mentions that sometimes the trial and the tribulation of maut and death is so intense that a person will, Allah protect us, he says, a person will experience such thirst that the waters of the oceans will not be able to quench that thirst. Shaitan will present himself with one bowl of water and say, recite kufr and I will give you this water. Some people, Allah protect us from such a test. This is a time of great difficulty. That is why ulama say, do not instruct the maid to recite kalima. Why? Because in that state, he may rebel against what you say, as a result of which he will speak against the kalima or refuse to recite the kalima, and he may lose his iman in the process. What they say is make talqeen, recite the kalima loudly around him. Such was the caliber. One was that period of time when the khidmat of deen was taking place. Such was the caliber,
Such was the level of the people of that time that these students, themselves muhaddiseen, make one tarqib, one plan, how to encourage our shaykh in the state to recite kalima. Muhammad bin Salima begins mentioning the hadith. Which hadith? There's the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein my Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kana akhiru kalamihi, la ilaha illallah, dakhal al-jannah. He said that person whose last word will be la ilaha illallah will enter into Jannah. So Muhammad bin Salima begins reciting his sanad that he had learned of this hadith. Haddathani Dhahak ibn Mukhallad an Abi Asim an Abdul Hamid bin Ja'far an Salim bin Abi Gharib, and he stops. Mundhir bin Shaban rahmatullah alayhi, the other muhaddith, he starts reading his sanad of the same hadith. Haddathani Bundar an Abi Asim an Abdul Hamid bin Ja'far an Salim bin Abi Gharib, and he stops. What is happening in the interim? This is falling on the ears. Falling on the ears of Imam Abu Zura rahmatullah alayhi, who knew 100,000 ahadith, like how you and I will recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad. As it falls on his subconscious, all of a sudden he starts speaking. In that state, he mentions his sanad of the same hadith, but obviously his was one level higher. Haddathani Abu Asim and Abdul Hamid bin Ja'far and Salim bin Abi Gharib, and he carries on. And Kathir ibn Murra al-Hadrami and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhal al-jannah aw qala harramahu Allahu 'ala an-nar aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says the hadith kalima gets recited and he breathes his last. That was one zamana, one period, when the effort of deen was taking place, when there was such an environment. The other end of it is the environment that we are living in today. I remember a few years ago, our Jamaat was in Johannesburg, one town in South Africa. It was the month of Ramadan. Late at night, we entered the Markaz, Masjid al-Nur, Bayt al-Nur is the name of the place. We entered, there was a Jamaat from, there was one brother, an Arab brother. As we entered, he rushed forward, greeted us very warmly, happily, and he looked at me. And he said, Mawlana, you recognize me? You recognize me? And really at that time, I couldn't place him 100%, but I just took a guess. I took a guess that you are so and so from Syria. And he was elated, overjoyed. That I had remembered who he was. I had just taken a guess, I didn't really remember him. He was referring to 10 days he spent with us in the path of Allah. When our Jamaat was in Jordan in 1995, this was 2012. So it was almost 10, 15, 20 years before that. He had spent 10 days, but such is the effect when this time is spent in the path of Allah, when this tarbiyat of the ummah takes place in such a manner that engenders muhabbat, that engenders love, that engenders shafqat, that engenders respect for one another, that effort to the mubarak tarteeb that was gleaned from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba ikram, by which the barriers and the boundaries that we have erected, that today has broken this ummah into groups, into factions, on the basis of race, on the basis of creed, on the basis of nationality, on the basis of language, you are somebody else, I am somebody else. As a result of which the entire foundation and edifice of Islam crumbled. The izzat, dignity of Islam no longer remained when this came down. On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed sahaba ikram. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah mentions the riwayat. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked sahaba, that, oh my sahaba, tell me, who are the men of Jannah? Who are the men of Jannah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, Ala ukhbirukum. Ala ukhbirukum an rijali ahli al-jannah. Should I not tell you, O my sahaba, should I not tell you who the men of Jannat are? Who the men of Jannat are? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, tell us who they are. Who are the men of Jannat? In other words, what is the amal? What is the quality that will make you a male of Jannat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on, he says, An-Nabiyu fil Jannah. An-Nabiyu fil Jannah. An-Nabi will be in Jannat. As-Siddiq fi al-Jannah, As-Siddiq will be in Jannah. As-Shaheed fi al-Jannah, a martyr will be in Jannah. And then what did my Nabi say? Then what did my Nabi say? Often we hear. We hear in various masajid throughout the world, brother stands up after the Fard Salah. He says, my success, your success, and the success of the entire humanity lies in obeying the commands of Allah in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My respected brothers, inshallah, after the remaining salah, there will be a small program, after which the brothers will go for jola. They will go for visitation. We have heard this so many times that what happens, many of us don't even afford the person making the announcement the respect of hearing out also. Many of us turn our backs and walk away. Why? Why? Because the value of the amal is not there. The value of the amal is not there. What did my Nabi say? لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not belittle any good deed. Do not belittle any good deed. There is a malady that has overtaken us. Even many of us are practicing upon deen, but how we practice? Selective practice. Selective practice. We compartmentalized deen. Sahaba, they understood ish, they understood love, they understood muhabbat, they understood devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi did it, so I will do it. My Nabi did it, so I will do it. My Nabi did it, so I will do it. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing it, I will practice upon what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. The seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, accompanying his father on the journey of Hajj, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passes by a place. He trips, almost falls. There is no obstruction. There is no obstruction. Father does this. The son questions the father. Oh my father, where's the obstacle? How is it that you trip? He said, my son, when I was on the journey of Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Nabi tripped at this spot. I will trip at this spot. My Nabi tripped at this spot. I will trip at this spot. What is that ish? That is muhabbat. That is devotion. They had such love, even for the mundane practices. Even for the mundane practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, mashallah, we are proficient. We are enlightened thinkers. We know a lot about deen. We come to the Shaykh. Shaykh, tell me, is it sunnah? Is it sunnah? Is it sunnah? Sahaba, is it sunnah? Why? I'll give my life, but I won't leave it out. Today, is it sunnah? Why? If it's sunnah, it's okay to leave it out. It's not wajib. It's not fard. It's sunnah. Is it sunnah? Leave it out. My respected brothers, they may be the hukam, the fuqaha I put into place, that you will not be held to accountable in Allah's court if you leave out the sunnah or something is mustahab or whatever it may be. But where is the devotion for Rasulullah? Where is that? One is qanuni Islam, regulatory Islam. The other is that Islam of love and muhabbat. The other is that Islam of devotion. The other is that Islam of recognizing the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The insult that is contained in this expression, it is only sunnah by the qasam of my Allah. By Allah's qasam, the insult that is contained in this remark, it is only sunnah, is a worse crime than the destruction of the seven heavens and the seven earths. Where have we understood who is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What his maqam was, what his status was, what the love that Allah Ta'ala had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spoke so much of the distance between the earth and the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven. We spoke so much about that. This month of Rajab, Allah sends Jibreel to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remember there was one function a few years ago, a party somewhere in the Middle East. What was the reason for the party? There was some Arab was supposed to get accepted to become an astronaut. So wealthy family, so they had a party, a celebration, the first Arab astronaut in space. So one scholar stood up and said, I'm afraid he won't be the first one. He won't be the first Arab in space. So they said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What do you mean he won't be the first Arab in space? They said the first Arab in space was Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa, from masjid al-haram to masjid al-aqsa, then through the seven heavens, through the seven heavens, this entire distance, through all that, right up till the Sidratul Muntaha. In the riwayat, Rasulullah describes, he says, its beauty is such that words cannot do justice to its description. At that point, what does Jibreel say? He says, Ya Rasulullah, if I take one step forward, one step beyond this point, I would be burnt to ashes. Permission is only given for you to proceed beyond this point. Qazi Ayaz, rahimahullah, in his Shifa, he mentions the riwayat, the narrator is Kaab Ahbar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Faraqani Jibreel, Jibreel left me. When qata'atil aswat, there was total, complete silence. I was alone. He had reached that point, no creation of Allah had ever reached that point. And all of a sudden, he says, all of a sudden, فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي, I heard the words of my Allah. يَا حَبِيبِي لِيَهْدَأْ رَوْعُكْ, يَا حَبِيبِي أُدْنُ. All of a sudden I heard the words of my Allah. Do not be afraid. لِيَهْدَأْ رَوْعُكْ. Do not be afraid, O my beloved. Venture even further. That maqam, that status. And what was he given? What was the gift of Mi'raj? Astronaut we talk about, space travel we talk about. Allah made such intizam. Allah put such a system into place. Allah took him through this entire distance. Took him on Mi'raj. And Allah gave him something for his ummah. What was given? Salah. Salah that Muazzin calls out 5 times every day. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, beautifully explains it like this. He says, Lil Abdi, Bayna yaday Allahi mawqifan. For the slave of Allah to present himself in Allah's court. For the slave of Allah to present himself in Allah's court, there are two occasions. When Allah's slave will present himself in Allah's court. Mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salati. What is the first occasion? When he will stand on a musalla in salah. Allahu Akbar, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَأُ فَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَهُ. Then when the person says Allahu Akbar, takbir ula, what happens? لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ. His mulaqat, he is showered with what? With the mercy of Allah. Every boundary, every obstacle, every distance between him and Allah is removed. It is removed. It is as if he has presented himself in Allah's court. وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَأُ. What does the poet say? His example is of that person who is knocking. Knocking where? Allahu Akbar. Where is he knocking? He is knocking the door of Allah's arsh. فَصَالَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا. In his salah, he is now in munajat. Direct communion with Allah. He is communicating directly with Allah. That is why, hadith of Muslim Sharif, Allah says, when you say in your salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, what does Allah say? Hamidani Abdi. Allah responds directly to you. فَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا. He says he is in direct munajat with Allah. فَيَا تُوبَاهُ. Congratulations, this expression, يَا تُوبَاهُ. What is congratulations, Mubarak, like we say in Urdu, Shabash. Accolade, honor. What? When? لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. If only he would have khushu in his salah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ.
قوموا لله قانتين تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. How many verses in the Quran? How many verses in the Quran? Allah says, أقيموا الصلاة, أقيموا الصلاة, أقيموا الصلاة. Not one time. Isa alayhi salam, when Maryam alayhi salam carries the newborn baby, she's afraid what will be the reaction of the people. What is the advice that Jibreel gives? Inni nazartu lirrahmani sawma. Inni nazartu lirrahmani sawma. Falanukallima al-yawma insiya. What is she advised? Then make ishara, indicate that you are fasting. Why? For the Bani Israel. For the Bani Israel, when they used to fast, if they spoke the truth, the fast would break. They were not allowed to speak. Fasting, even if they spoke the truth, the fast would break. This ummah, they speak lies, make ghibah, the fast doesn't break. Obviously the value diminishes. But Allah's mercy upon this ummah, inna hadihi ummatun marhuma. This is that ummah upon which the special mercies of Allah are descending. So with this ummah, the fast doesn't break. There it was, even if you speak, the fast will break. Inni nazartu lirrahmani sawma. فَلَنُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَا فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمْ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She carried out the instruction of Jibreel. They said, what is this curse that you have brought? You are supposed to be of a pure background, a chaste woman. Where did this child come from? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She pointed to the child. كيف نكلم من كان في المهدي صبيا كيف نكلم من كان في المهدي صبيا. Quran is ajeeb. One is we take translation and read. Those that don't know Arabic, even those that know Arabic, Quran is ajeeb. It's not something just like that. Understanding to come to. What is the underlying innuendo in this expression? كيف نكلم من كان في المهدي صبيا. That Maryam, you couldn't come up with a better excuse. You don't even know how to lie properly. Why didn't you say that Zakaria made my marriage in secret or something? What? How do you expect us to talk to a child? It's a newborn baby. كيف نكلم من كان في المهدي صبيا. All of a sudden, إني عبد الله. إني عبد الله. Isa alayhi salam from the cradle spoke. A miracle, معجزة. إني عبد الله أتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. وَأُوصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. أَنْبِيَا عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ also. Isa alayhi salam, أُوصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. يَا مَرْيَمُ اقْنُتِي وَارْكَعِي وَاسْجُدِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Maryam alayhi salam is commanded with salah also. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. Ismail alayhi salam, what does Quran tell us? He would command his family with salah. Isa alayhi salam in the cradle of Sani bis salah. Maryam alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa min al-layli fatahajjat bihi nafilata lak. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layl illa qaleela. Commanding with salah. And the Quran of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqeemus salah. Not once. Aqeemus salah. Once. Twice. Thrice, four times, five times, six times, seven times, eight times, nine times, 10 times! 10 times Allah commands, Aqeemus salah, as if the mountain is commanding you, as if the rivers are commanding you, as if the sky above you is commanding you, as if the malaika are shouting out to you, the members and the pulpits and the minarets of the masjids of the world are shouting out to you, Aqeemus salah in my Nabi. And my Nabi lying with his head against the chest of our mother Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, as the breath is breaking from his body. Few last gasps are left. Last gasp, dard, fikr, concern for the ummah. As he is leaving, As-salā wa mā malakat imānukum. As his voice got weaker and weaker and weaker, As-salā, Allahumma rafiqala. Oh my ummah, salah. And 95% of the believing ummah is away from the masjid. This ummah has taken an axe. Has taken an axe and is using that axe to strike at its own foot. This ummah
is inviting the lanas and curses of Allah upon himself, upon itself. The first basic command of Allah, that of Salah, 95% away from the ummah. My respected brothers, by the qasam of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, let one person, let the ground of this earth turn into gold. Let the oceans turn into gold. Let the skies turn into gold. Let one person become the owner of all that. And let him try and pay back the ransom for one salah. For one salah, by Allah's qasam, all that will not pay back the loss incurred in one salah not being fulfilled. Man fatatu salatun wahida fakaannama wutira ahluhu wa maluhu. Rasulullah s.a.w. said that person who missed one salah, one salah, made forth of one salah, it is as if all his wealth and his entire family has been destroyed. That one loss will not be repaid with the loss of one's entire family and one's entire wealth. What is the halat? What is the condition? That is the plight that is facing this ummah. لِلْعَبْدِ بَيْنَ يَدَيَ اللَّهِ مَوْقِفَانِ Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah used to say, for the slave of Allah, there are two occasions when he will present himself in Allah's court. Mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salatihi. One is that occasion in salah, when Allah's muazzin calls out 5 times every day. One occasion he presents himself in Allah's court. Wa mawqifun bayna yadayhi yawma liqa'i rabbih. When is the other occasion? That day when he will have to stand in Allah's court. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ وَمَنْ اِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّ حَقَّهُ شُدِّدَ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ. He said, the one who will fulfill the haqq of this first standing, the one who will fulfill the haqq of this first standing in salah, the one who will fulfill the haqq of this first standing, Allah will make the second standing easy for. And that person who will, وَمَنْ اِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ, the one who will make a mockery of this standing. One is that section of the ummah that is away from the masjid. The other is that section of the ummah that is in the masjid. What is their condition? What is their salah? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يُوشِكُ أَن تَدْخُلَ الْمَسْجِدَ الْجَامِعَ فَلَا يَرَى رَجُلًا خَاشِعًا. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, you will enter into a jami' masjid, thousands of musallis. There will not be a single person with khushu in his salah. Not one person will be attentive in his salah. يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يُسَلُّونَ وَلَا يُسَلُّونَ. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, people will be making salah. People will be making salah up, down, like they say. Somebody says, up, down, kiss the ground and turn around. People will be making salah. يُسَلُّونَ وَلَا يُسَلُّونَ. But in Allah's eyes, that is not salah. What they are making is not salah. Why? That khushu is not there. The ta'alluq with Allah is not there. The relationship with Allah is not there. The consciousness, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What is in the heart? The heart is somewhere else. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah responds. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. All praise is due to Allah, the Rabb of every alam. The Beneficent, the Merciful, the Owner of the Day of Judgment. Iyaka Na'bud. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You only we worship, you only we ask for help. He's saying it. Where is his heart? His heart is somewhere else. His heart is with the wife. Heart is with the shop. Heart is everywhere else but in that salah. He goes into ruku. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. Glory be to my Allah who is the owner of greatness, azmat. Still, the heart is devoid of the consciousness of Allah. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدًا. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدًا. رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Oh my Allah, for you is all praise. Still, his heart is not beating with the love of Allah. Then he goes into sajda. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, it is impossible for you to go any closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. Impossible to get any closer. He's on the ground, this forehead is on the ground before Allah. Greater exhibition of humility is impossible. And what is he saying? سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَلَىٰ. Glory be to my Allah, who is the highest. And not for one second is even the thought of Allah in his heart. Not for one second is this heart beating with Allah's love. Allah calls out, Malikul Muluk, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, Alimun Bidati Sudur, Yabna Adam. Yabna Adam ila man taltafit. Ila man huwa khayrun minni. Yabna Adam ila man taltafit. Ila man huwa khayrun minni. O Ibn Adam, who have you turned? Where is this heart gone? Whose azmat is in this heart? Which direction have you turned? Is there something better than you, Allah? Ila man huwa khayrun minni. Is there something better than you, Allah? Is this heart beating with the love of some other entity besides Allah? Where is the devotion? Who is your ilah? What is the direction? First time Allah calls us. Still He doesn't come back second time. Allahu ghani. Allah doesn't need us. Second, this is Allah's shafqat, Allah's mercy, Allah's love, Allah's compassion. Yabna Adam ila man taltafit, ila man huwa khayrun minni. Still He doesn't. Third time Allah calls out. Still if you will not pay attention. Kharajat. وَهِيَ سَوْدَاءُ مُظْلِمَةٌ خَرَجَتْ وَهِيَ سَوْدَاءُ مُظْلِمَةٌ Rasulullah s.a.w. said, the Salah rises up in a dark and an ugly form. حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَتْ حَيْثُ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لُفَّتْ كَمَا يُلَفُّ الثَّوْبُ الْخَلِقِ And what is the Salah saying? تقول ضَيَّعَكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا ضَيَّعْتَنِي ضَيَّعَكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا ضَيَّعْتَنِي اللَّهُمَّ أَحْفَظْنَا مِنْهُ The Salah says, May Allah destroy you like you destroyed me. May Allah destroy you like you destroyed me. Until he reaches a certain point, then like a dirty rag and cloth, it is wrapped up and flung back at the face of the Musalli. أَنَا أَغْنَى شُرَكَايَ نِشِرْ أَنَا أَغْنَى شُرَكَايَ نِشِرْ Allah says, I am the most ghani of any partner that you will ascribe. Allah does not tolerate partnership. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ Allah hasn't given a person two hearts. One heart. One heart. This heart will either turn to Allah or this heart will turn towards غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. This is the samara, the effect, the basic fundamental effort of every Nabi of Allah was to turn this heart towards Allah. Coming back to what we were saying earlier, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not belittle any good deed. What we said, that nowadays people have this habit. Is it sunnat? Is it wajib? Even worse than that, what they say? They say, Mawlana, which is afzal? Which is afzal? What is more virtuous? What is more virtuous? Why is this categorization? What is the underlying motivation behind such categorization? If one thing is more afdal, more virtuous, in other words, do one, leave out the other. Do one, leave out the other. Someone asked Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, that when you are bathing in the stream, is it afdal that your chest faces Qibla or your back faces Qibla? While you are bathing in the stream, is it afdal, more virtuous, that your chest faces Qibla or your back faces Qibla? Imam Sahib said, bye, face your clothes. If somebody steals it, you'll be in a problem. Don't worry about back or chest facing Qibla. Why? In other words, he understood. He understood the motivation behind the question, so he gave an answer in a similar vein. This was the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not belittle any good deed. Do not belittle any وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكْ بِوَجْهٍ تَلِيقٍ He said, it is sadaqah. It is sadaqah. It is an act of charity. It is ma'roof. It is a virtue that you meet your Muslim brother with a smiling face. That also, today what it is? Backbiting. Slandering. Speaking against someone. Whole month of fasting still doesn't take rebirth out of it. This that still doesn't take backbiting out of Umrah, Hajj, pious act upon pious act, sitting in the company of ulama, going in the path of Allah. So much of rigor, so much of effort, but still this quality in us. Still this quality in us of looking down upon others. Still the quality of pointing out the faults of others. Still the quality of spreading malicious rumors about others. This akhlaq, this character of Islam, what we call the fourth point of tabligh. Sixth point, they say fourth point to make muzakara is akhlaq and character. Akhlaq and character. Sahaba-e-kiram, wherever they went with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no need to give long speeches. No need to give long speeches. People, they would just say to the people, Kunu Mithlana, become like us. They saw the practical implementation of the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I remember a few years ago, one of our elders passed away recently, Allah fill his qabr with noor. He met me in the haram of Medina Sharif a few years ago. He held my hand and he said, listen to me. Go out and tell every Muslim. Go out and tell every Muslim. On a hot day, someone is eating ice cream. You're not eating, he's eating. It's very, very hot. Canada, maybe 1 or 2 months a year, we feel some heat. So we can try and imagine. He says that it's a very, very hot day. Someone else is eating the ice cream, you are perspiring. When you see him eating ice cream, what happens? You start salivating, water comes in the mouth. Just looking at him, water is coming in your mouth. Allahu Akbar, he said, go and tell every Muslim that if they will bring alive the akhlaq of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the disbeliever of this world just looking at them will salivate to come into Islam. It is impossible. No need for lengthy speeches. If this ummah will bring the reality of the practical implementation of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, Allah has divided akhlaq and character into 360 parts. Allah has divided akhlaq and character into 360 parts. If a person will meet Allah with one of the 360 parts, Allah will give him Jannah. Allah will give him Jannah. So what does Abu Bakr? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was Abu Bakr? Inni la arifu rajulan bismihi wasmi abihi wa ummihi la yati baban min abwabil jannah illa qala marhaba. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I know a person. I know the name of his parents. Each one of us desires jannah. Each one of us desires jannah. What is his maqam? What is his status? What is his status in the sight of Allah? He says that this person will not come in front of any of the doors of Jannah, but the 8 doors of Jannah will shout out, Marhaba, 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 welcome, enter through me. Jannah will desire this person. Jannah will desire this person. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu falls onto his knees. Inna haza lamurtafi'un sha'nuhu ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, this is someone of great rank. Who is it? He says, Huwa Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa. هو أبو بكر ابن أبي قحافة رضي الله تعالى عنه. It is Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه that the 8 doors of Jannah will call out. What is his tawadu? What is his humility? He says, Ya Rasulullah, is any one of the 360 found in me? Is any one of the 360 found in me? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, Abu Bakr, all 360 are. All 360 are in you. The akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Coming back to what we were mentioning earlier, we're running out of time. We hear that Elan, we hear that announcement. Brothers, Jola will take place. In La Tahkiranna min al Ma'arufi Shay'a. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not belittle any good deed. On occasion, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said to Sahaba, should I not tell you who the men of Jannah are? He said, the Nabi will be in Jannah, Siddiq will be in Jannah, Shaheed will be in Jannah, Wal Rajulul Ladhi. وَالرَّجُلُ الَّذِي يَزُورُ أَخَاهُ فِي نَاحِيَةِ الْمِصْرِ لَا يَزُورُهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He says that person who will visit his brother for the sake of Allah. Today why we visit? أُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةَ شَرِّهِ. Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, قُرْبُ السَّاعَةِ, one of the signs of Qiyamah, people will be honored because of worldly motivation. Scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Smile at me, I'll smile at you. Hidden ulterior motives is the basis. Or some worldly benefit is the basis. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, to meet your brother only for Allah's sake. To meet your brother only for Allah's sake. This is the need of the time to break down these barriers. Break down these barriers that have split us up. We are an ummah. Kunu ibadallahi ikhwana. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, become brothers. This person, Jordan, Syria, our Jamaat from South Africa, a few days in the path of Allah. Such muhabbat Allah puts. Why? The foundation of this is the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That such muhabbat that the person becomes dearer to you than your own family member also. The other two, their own family member also. This person elated, overjoyed that I remembered him. The next morning, after Fajr, on this I will terminate, we have run out of time. After Fajr, he was giving a talk. His brother was originally from Syria. That time when we met him, he was doing a medical specialist degree in America. On the way back, he stopped in Jordan, spent 10 days in the path of Allah with our Jamaat. So in that conversation that night, I asked him, where are you living now? He said, I migrated to Qatar. No longer living in Syria, I migrated to Qatar. He was a rheumatoid specialist. The next morning after Fajr, Ramadan, Sehri is very early, nights are very short. Normally when bayan takes place, normal bayan, sometimes we feel very difficult to listen. We start feeling sleepy. Some people are dozing, some people are relaxing, some people are listening. Ramadan, Sehri, early, then Fajr, then bayan, they more often than not bain and naumi wal yaghza. People are between sleep and wakefulness. Yet, I can still remember 2 or 3 years past. Wallahi, as this brother was speaking, the subject matter was such that you could feel almost the hair on your body standing. He was not an orator by any large measure. He was speaking normal tones. But that day particularly, everyone was awake, mesmerized, hanging on to his every word. What was the subject matter? He says, when I moved to Qatar, they appointed me. I went to a government hospital. It was the rule of that hospital. That whoever comes, never mind what your specialization is, for the first year you have to work in the casualty department. And he said, I knew beforehand, my expectation was, casualty department, the mortality rate will be very high. A lot of people will pass away. Qatar, majority Muslim country, more than 90%. So he said, this inquiry, this curiosity was built up, peaked up in me to see. People that are coming in will be victims of accidents, or sudden heart attack. Many will pass away in front of me. How many will recite Kalima? How many will recite Kalima as they are leaving this world? He said, 1 year. 1 year I spent in the mortality department of that hospital. He said, 100 people passed away in front of me. 100 Muslims passed away in front of me. Then he asked the majma that was gathered, how many percent recited Kalima? 50, 60, 70, 20, 10, 20, 10, 30, how many percent? Allahu Akbar, what did he say? The month of Ramadan, he's giving bayan in the masjid after Fajr. He says, not 1%. Not 1% the entire year. He said, I started having sleepless nights. I started worrying, Ya Allah, what has happened to the Ummah? He said, finally, when 1 or 2 days remained, 100% came in and he recited Kalima before he passed. He said, from that time, every day I ask myself this question. Every day I ask myself this question, the environment that I am exposing myself to, the effort of iman that I am making, the preparation for my qabr and akhirah that I am making, is it conducive to make me part of the one or to make me part of the other 99? Is it conducive to make my children part of the one or part of the other 99? Wallah, my respected brothers, to let this call fall on deaf ears, to create all sorts of excuses is very, very easy. But the need, the call, the plea of the time and the hour is for us to link and attach ourselves with the environment of the masjid. For us to attach ourselves with the environment of da'wat. For us to attach ourselves with the environment of the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for this, my respected brothers, this encouragement is given that we have to take out some time and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as it is, we have run out of time. Very, very quickly, who is ready to make niyyah intention, inshallah, that we will give some time in the path of Allah. Our elders encourage us to give four months. That's the first step. First step to go into that environment for us to understand. See the Jamaat that are moving throughout the entire world. I remember in 1993 when we were driving Markaz in Pakistan. They were sitting, Kar Guzari. In that 1 year, 1993, they had records, 28,000 Jamaats went out in the path. So go into that environment and see. How long are we going to be with like ostriches with our heads stuck in the ground? Go! Travel the world. Fasihu fil ard. Travel and see. Make that qurbani and sacrifice. Allah will open the heart and mind. Who is ready, inshallah? Very quickly, make me advice.
Hello, brother. Please, so that we cut down. Brother Imran.